Hello again. Here I am, your friend. If you remember, we must start from page 85, practice and control practice. Until here, if you have any question, you can ask. Okay, them, and your friends can answer them. But that's no problem. We can share our knowledge anyhow here. So come to practice and control practice. As you know, when we want to internalize the language that we are teaching to the students, we ask them to practice it. By practicing a lot, the knowledge is internalized in a student's mind so that they can use them immediately or later. If they are able to use the knowledge only immediately after teaching, it means that their short memory or short-term memory is active and they can use language when they need it immediately. But when we teach something and the students can remember it after a long time, it means that their long-term memory is active and they can take out the information that they need from their toolbox. So one of the ways that we can ask students to practice the language that we are teaching to them is repetition. So repetition can be mechanical, or it can be, we can say fundamental. And also, some of the people say that repetition makes learners to activate their learning stages so that the language, transfer from their short memory to long term memory. Now, if you come to controlled practice, sometimes we write an example on the board and we ask students to practice them. Okay, the students' practice can be choral or team practicing, or it can be individual, or we can say personal practicing. There are some advantages and disadvantages for each one. For example, if students are how can we say self-confident one, and they have no shy or embarrassing, we can ask them to practice individually. But if some students are very shyful and they cannot practice by sound or even individually, we can ask them to practice in choral repetition. Choral repetition helps the students who feel alone, who feel lonely, who feel shyness, who feel embarrassing, to join to the group in order to practice. So we can ask students to practice it individually or choral or team repetition. Think that we are going to practice something by students. Sometimes the teacher, it depends on the teacher's taste. Sometimes the teacher asks students to practice something very, very quietly or in silent way. And in this way, students murmuring, the things or the patterns that the teacher is going to teach. And sometimes the teacher asks students to use the cues that he or she gives to the students to use them in their repetition or practice. And it is cue or response, practice or control practice. Sometimes we ask the students to answer our questions, okay, in group or individually. In this way, we elicit the information that we need from the students in order to make sure that their learning happens. The new language that we are going to teach the students can be very challenging. It depends on the teacher's taste and also the individual differences and individual students', we can say, personalities. Some of the students, are very polite and they are shy, so repetition in individual maybe doesn't work for them. Anyhow, we can use different, creativity in teaching. Depends on our students' age, our students' interests, our students', characters, our students' differences. I mean, personal differences, and it can vary from very hard level to very easy one. Page 87, free practice. Sometimes the students don't want to be under the teacher's control. In this way, we usually decide that the students to practice the language, without any control, and we call it free practice. Free practice make it possible for students to practice it every time at every level and at every time length. But it is usually suitable for a high level of the students, because usually very small students, or we can say low level students, usually must be forced to practice. So when we want high level students or